Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration with C. Melita Webb. Today, I wanted to talk about comparison. And, I think that a lot of times people can get themselves an uncomfortable feeling by trying to measure up to what they think they should be doing and not being thankful for what they can truly do. And I've been guilty of that myself, pushing myself, and just being unhappy with the limitations, that I have to live with. And it makes me think about the fact that if my child was going through what I'm going through, I wouldn't push them the way I'm pushing myself. Just like if it was one of my mother or my father, I would give them grace. I would understand what they're going through. And, you know, every once in a while, I forget that. And I just get a little bit more frustrated than I should. And I thought maybe, just maybe, someone out there understands what I'm talking about. You know, it's the, like when you lose something and you go, that should not be happening. You know, why can't I find it? And then I done something. I'm like, because you're in the dark. You're not going to see it. And so sometimes I laugh at myself. And other times I try to find new ways to do what I need to do, even though I'm not necessarily the best person for the job. And that always makes me laugh because I think, you know, who really is the best person for what you need to do but you? So then I tell myself, okay, figure it out, you know, and I look at whatever it is and I go, okay, what can you realistically do that's safe? What can you do that's not going to make your situation worse? And so when I think of that in a broader frame of mind, I think of myself, you know, 20 years ago. And at that time, I was just like a running speedball. I was just doing everything and doing too much, to be quite honest with you. And I just didn't see it. I had always had a lot of energy and I enjoyed pushing myself, and I did not compare myself to other people, but I compared myself to what I thought I should have been doing. I tend to believe that sometimes God will set you down to get your attention. What has happened to me has given me the time to slow down and to find out what truly is important. Because often when we're moving that fast, we don't see what's important. You know, we get the things done, like, you know, feeding the children, getting them to school, buying groceries, paying bills, you know, washing the car. You do the things that you do that are part of life. But that doesn't necessarily mean you are living. And as I see my children reaching, you know, they're getting into their 30s, I just want them to know, and I want to impart knowledge to them, so that they don't make the same choices that I made, because I don't necessarily think working yourself at that level is the healthiest thing to do, right? But at the time, I just felt like, wow, this is what you're supposed to do. This is what you've got to do. Because that's what I always saw my parents doing. You know, they were always working. Workaholics is what I would say. And that's what was normally seen in my household. And that was kind of what my children saw from me. Because I wanted to do things differently, and I wanted my children to have different outcomes, I thought that if I worked hard enough, that when they came through, they wouldn't have to work as hard. And, you know, realistically, that's not as rational now that I say it as it was when I was thinking it as I was younger. And thank goodness that as we get older, we do get a little bit more clarity and more vision. And so, you know, when I speak of more vision, not necessarily sighted vision, but more of a keen, intuitive vision. And so, you know, whether you are sighted or visually impaired, you have intuitive vision. You know, it's that little feeling that you get that tells you something is right or something is wrong. It's the gut feeling that tells you that, you know, slow down at that light. Just slow down. Even though it's yellow, you know what the best thing to do is to just stop. You know, that's the kind of vision that I'm talking about. The thing that keeps you safe so that you don't go over the cliff or you don't go past where you need to go. So it's really interesting, being visually impaired and learning about the different stages that people go through, when their life changes like this, and thinking of, other people that I talk to who have been blind from birth, and realizing that when you look at life differently, you see the difference. And I know that doesn't sound like, you know, it's not fuzzy, it's not a guru, it's just the truth. And that means that when I think of life in terms of how my friends who are non-sighted see, I realize that there is a different world that, that we don't think about. You know, I don't think that we often put ourselves in other people's shoes to understand what they're going through. And so I wonder if my friends who are blind compare themselves. I mean, it's interesting. I think I'm going to ask someone, because it's interesting to me how we in the sighted world think nothing of comparing ourselves to someone else or pushing ourselves to that level. It's my hope, though, that this next generation sees the things that we did to ourselves and that they don't create the same patterns, you know? And that's just the beauty of information and insight. And so if I leave you with nothing else today, I want you to think about just closing your eyes for a moment and just breathe in. And realize that you only need to do what you can do. Give yourself the grace that you would give anyone else in life. And understand that if you need to do something, that you more than likely will find a way. And if you think that maybe it's something that you've been called to do, God will help you find that way. And sometimes when we least expect it, everything we need appears, and oftentimes it's already there. So, for example, in my case, I have been writing for probably 20 years or more, you know, and I never did anything with it, other than share it with the people that I loved and the people that I wrote to. Now, when you stop and you think about that, that was a good thing. And some of the experiences that I talked to people and they told me how they felt helped me understand that it was something that would help other people feel better too. But my vision was blocked because I didn't see it as something I needed to do right then. So once this occurred to my life and I had to slow down because I could no longer see to overachieve and push myself beyond reasonable expectations, you know, it fell upon me that my writing could help others. So give yourself that grace, slow down, and see if there's something you're looking past that you could do. And don't push yourself too much. And if you are a mother of young children, realize that your children are watching you. And you need to do healthy things so that they don't create the same unhealthy patterns that you may have in your life. Because when we do better for ourselves, we teach the next generation how to do better for themselves. And isn't that what we want? Right? So I'm going to wish you well. And I also want to thank you for joining me for today's thought. Have a beautiful morning. a wonderful afternoon and a restful evening. Give yourself a break and smile as you go through your day. Until we speak again, goodbye.